You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Over the final days of this campaign, we're not only examining the critical issue in the minds of most voters, which is the economy, but also national security, social issues, and for the next several minutes, the energy debate in this country. Whether or not to expand our offshore drilling, whether or not to expand our nuclear capacity in terms of power, and whether or not to go after more renewable sources of energy have all been part of this debate. And a few months ago, they were at the heart of this debate until the financial crisis hit Wall Street. With me now to talk about the two candidates and their energy visions for this country is Thomas Pyle, president of the Institute for Energy Research. And Tom, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What do you as an institute want the next president to do? Before we get into the plans of McCain and Obama, what do you believe should be right at the top of the energy agenda for the next presidency?
Well, it comes down to one word, and that is lead. For years and years and years, following this issue very closely, as I have, there's been a lot of talk in Washington, but not a lot of action. Fortunately, this year, Congress listened to the voices of the American people and literally did nothing, this time as a positive result, which is letting the congressional moratorium on offshore energy exploration and production expire. But they did it begrudgingly. There are a lot of entrenched interests in town here that just don't think that conventional energy sources like oil and coal and natural gas belong in our energy mix in the future, and they've taken great pains to try and slow down or stop our domestic production of those vital energy resources.
Well, let's take a look at the strategies of the two campaigns now. First of all, the Obama-Biden campaign, they believe, first of all, that within 10 years we can basically wean ourselves off of foreign oil. They want to do it through a 10-year plan, spending $150 billion towards renewable energies, wind, solar, and so forth. Is that a feasible plan within a 10-year window, first of all?
It is absolutely not a feasible plan within a 10-year window, and it requires huge, huge investments of taxpayer dollars and subsidies for these energy sources. Wind and solar have been around for a very, very long time, and they were used quite readily back before we discovered how wonderfully efficient oil and coal and natural gas were. They should be part of the mix. There's absolutely no doubt about it, but they are not the solution in any way, shape, or form.
In terms of the renewable kind of green agenda, do you believe that green jobs can be created through a program like that? And in the end, what type of overall environmental aspect do you sense is part of this plan?
Well, green jobs will certainly occur, if that's what you want to call them, if we expand our non-conventional energy resources through subsidies and mandates. But you got to remember, at the same time they want us to be off of oil and coal and natural gas at the same time. So what that means is we're going to lose jobs as well. And these jobs are good, well-paying jobs. And the other thing, too, is wind only works where the wind blows. And even that is an intermittent thing, and so you're going to see a lot of transfer of jobs from one area of the country, such as the Gulf of Mexico, to another, such as say California, or as they say, the wind corridor in the Midwestern area. So a green job may be a good job, but it is certainly not going to be a new job. It's going to be merely replacing an old job, which is probably a higher paying job at that.
John McCain, of course, has adopted the all-of-the-above strategy. He wants to invest in alternative sources of energy, although he's not a fan of biofuels, and that's why he never campaigned much in Iowa. The other issues that he's talked about a lot is a conversion, first of all, an expanded offshore drilling, something he was formerly opposed to, but he's also a big champion of expanding America's nuclear power, and he's also advocating clean coal. Talk about those three, if you can. Which should we be most focused on in terms of creating energy independence?
Well, I think his plan specifically calls for the construction of 45 new plants by 2030, which we even think is very optimistic. But the difference is Senator Obama says he's for nuclear, but he puts a whole host of preconditions on that. And I think the major difference there is the will. Senator McCain has clearly expressed that he has the will to move to accelerate our nuclear power plans Whereas Obama, I think, is really more concerned about paying lip service to the issue. All of the above. I mean, we need all of these sources, and there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing all of them at the exact same time. Just to clarify Senator McCain's position, he's less opposed to biofuels than he is to these massive subsidies and massive mandates that the government is giving to them. You know, I think that he thinks that there's room for them, but not at the expense of other things.
About a minute or so left in our conversation with Thomas Pyle, president of the Institute for Energy Research. And, Tom, just to go back to a point we were talking about earlier, and in your opinion, the infeasibility of the Obama plan to basically turn this energy economy green within 10 years, what could be accomplished within the next 8 years, and what do we risk if very little ultimately is done in the next 4 to 8 years?
Well, I think that, you know, if you take a look at the advances in technology in drilling, in clean coal and research for that, you know, you can have a green economy. In fact, the Institute for Energy Research argues that the wealthier we become, the more we grow our economy, the greener we are. And it is just a simple fact. If you look at, you know, where we are versus countries like Venezuela, we are making major strides in environmental improvement. So you can have both. You can have a vigorous fossil fuel based energy infrastructure in this country, and you can still have a good environment. You just have to have the will.
Tom, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for clarifying what the candidates are suggesting and just how likely it is that they would actually accomplish what they set out to do. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thomas Pyle is president of the Institute for Energy Research. This is Dateline Washington.